Hey, good afternoon to all who are listening. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast of Encouraged. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. You made it. We made it. Okay. And there is a reason why that we made it, that you made it. And the reason is because we still have places to go. Makes me think about Dr. Seuss, all the places that you'll go. Maybe I'll touch on that at another time because I have to look at the book again. But I want to talk about destination. Destination infatuation. And so as I'm talking right now, I'm actually driving out of town to visit my family on my dad's side, and also visit some of my godsons. And so just going to share some thoughts, some that are coming to my spirit as I'm driving. And so, you know, the first thing is, you know, when it comes to your destination, it's important to understand that you are not the only one on the road. There are other people that are also on the same road or similar roads that are going to their respective destination. Some people by chance are going to the exact same place that you're going to, and you don't even know it. Just like we're on the roads and we're not talking to the next car next to me, in front of me, behind me. And so sometimes we end up at the same place. But the thing to know is it's really none of their business where you're going. People that's on the road, on the roads of this life, of your life, in the end, they're not in the car with you, okay? It's none of their business. And if it makes you feel any better, not only is it none of their business, they don't even care. They don't even care. And my prayer this year is that we lessen the weight of what we care about and who we care about. And that's not being mean. That's not being selfish. It's about focus. It's about channeling. Okay. It's about letting people be, letting people grow, letting people develop, letting them get to their destination in their own time. You know, there's a reason why we have cars, and one, because we like how it looks. There's a certain way that we like to travel, okay? A certain look that we want to have when we're traveling. And so when you're reaching your destination, when it comes to your goals this year, you know, you have to make up in your mind that there's a certain way that you want to look in reaching that destination. And so some of us may have to get some quote-unquote tinted windows so people don't see the inside of you as you are traveling to your destination. Okay. Also know this, that in addition to you not being the only person on the road, know this, that in certain seasons of your life and reaching your goals this year, okay, it will get crowded. It will get crowded. And that's okay. It's natural. All that means is that you may have to slow down just a little bit. You may have to be a lot more alert, a lot more aware of your surroundings, so that way you don't crash in trying to rush to get to your destination. Because one thing that you do need to know about your destination is not moving. Where you are destined to be at, okay, what you are destined to do, what you are destined to be, is not moving. Is not moving, okay, because God ordained it. God is not a God that he wastes his time, okay, on the promises that he has for you, the plans that he has for you, the future that he has for you. Once he has said it, once it is spoken, it is set. It is already finished. We are just catching up. We are playing along to it, to get to it, okay? So just like as I'm traveling and, you know, it's New Year's, okay, holiday weekend, and when I left my home, it was crowded on the interstates, okay? It was very crowded, but I slowed down. I was able to navigate and maneuver, okay? And in doing so, I was patient enough with the process and believing and hoping that this traffic that I'm experiencing, okay, is not going to be my entire journey, okay, all right? So even when it gets uncomfortable for us, even when it gets a little crowded and a little cramped, know that it's only temporary, okay, all right? And that it will lighten up, all right? In which you will get you there. There will be points in your journey to your destination, to your goals, your dreams, in which it will not be crowded. Okay, you will be able to freely go the speed limit, maybe even do a little bit, you know, 5 to 10 miles, you know, faster than that, you know. But that's the beauty of having your own car, and I say that figuratively. Of having your own car. In the end, you determine the speed, okay? You determine how long it's going to take you to get to your destination, okay? All right? Apart from traffic, okay? You determine, okay? You're the one that puts the gas in. You're the one that makes sure that your engine is well, that everything is functional, is operational, okay? In the end, it's on you. God governs it. God provides it. Okay. God supports it. Okay. But you are the one that's sitting in the wheel. I mean, you are the one that's sitting in the driver's side with your foot on the pedal. Okay. And you are determining this. You are determining the speed. Okay. How soon that you'll get there. And I'll say this. And I'm saying this from experience. I know I'm sure that you all can relate. Most of us do not go the speed limit. Most of us go beyond the grace speed limit. Okay, but the reason is because we are trying to get there quicker. And it's not even so much about us trying to get there quicker. It is the passion that is fueling us because we want to get to that destination that bad. There is a longing within that is pulling us, that is calling us to get to that destination, to set foot in that destination, to bask at that destination, in that goal, in that dream, in that promise. And so that's why it's also very important that the people that's in your car, okay, that you make sure that the people that are in your car, one, that they know where you're going. Two, don't let anybody in your car, okay, that does not want to help you get to your destination. All right? This year, you do not need anybody in your car, okay? All right? That's going to, if you're one of those drivers that you need somebody in the passenger side to stay up with you, okay? You need somebody, then you need somebody that's going to be woke, that's going to be awake, that's going to be alert, okay? Because yes, this journey will get can get tiresome at times, okay? And so you need that passenger, okay, that is going to be able, okay, to say, hey, pull over, I'll drive, to help you get to your destination, to your dream, to your promise, okay? So you need that. Now, everybody that's in your car, they may not want to drive, okay? And that's fine. But as long as there is a memorandum of understanding that since you are the driver, this is where we're going. There has to be an agreement. And I'm going to go biblical real quick, okay? All right. Jesus says, okay, if two or three come together and in agreement and ask for whatever, it shall be done. The done part is the destination, okay? There has to be an agreement. The Bible, the Word of God also says, okay, how can anybody get, and I'm paraphrasing this, how can anybody get anything accomplished unless they be in agreement? Two is better than one. One can take 1,000. Two can take 10,000. Okay? So, with that being said, the people that are in your spiritual car, okay, your promise car, okay, your promise goal car, okay, they need to be in agreement, all right, into where you're going, okay? Because the car is yours. It's not theirs. You own the title. The car is in your name, all right? And so, so not only do you need to know that it's going to get crowded, all right, at times, and knowing that in those seasons will pass, they're temporary, okay? Knowing that in your car, all right, that there are times that you may need to get tinted windows, so that way other people that are in these paths along with you don't need to see what's going on the inside of you. Okay, all right. Also knowing that in the end, it's nobody else's business about your dreams and your goals if they're not in the car with you, and the other people that are in different cars, they don't really care. And so therefore, we need to stop carrying the weight of thinking and believing that all these other people that are on the same road that I am, that they're supposed to care, that they need to care. Because guess what? They're working out their own destination, their own travel route. Okay? All right. So now the next thing I'll say is in traveling, there comes a time in which you are able to see far enough to determine that you can go on cruise control. Cruise control. Now, what does that cruise control represent? Cruise control represents consistency. I was just talking to a college brother of mine, fraternity brother of mine, about that. He was telling me about his wife and her podcast and talking about consistency. And I was sharing how, you know, that is a flaw of mine about consistency, you know. And so cruise control represents consistency, okay? And so cruise control in a car, when you're able to see far enough, you can say, hey, you know what? I can press cruise control, okay? And I can give part of my body a break of trying to hold it down, holding down that pedal, that foot pedal, because that takes energy, that takes strength to be able to maintain that. But when you have cruise control, oh, I tell you, I remember when my former loctician told me about cruise control, because I had no idea about it. But when she told me about it, it was a game changer. It was a game changer. All right. And so consistency is a game changer. All right. Because when you are consistent, all right, you burn your you use less fuel, use less energy. Okay? Because you're now you have now set something in motion, a pattern. Okay? All right? There's a continent in place. All right? And so be aware of that as you are working your goals for 2023, all right, that you position yourself on this road, right, where you're able to see just far enough to determine that, you know what, it's time for consistency. It's time for consistency. And then you change your consistency when it's time to make a stop, when it's time to take a break. And that's another thing that I want to encourage you on in knowing is that in this journey, as you are trying to reach your goals, as you are going to reach your goals and your promise, okay, and your dreams in 2023, know that there is a reason for rest areas, all right? And the rest area is available for everybody, all right? And not everybody's gonna take a rest at the same time. That's the beauty of it, all right? And so you don't have to be that driver that has to drive the whole time and not take a break, all right? Listen to your body, or your body will make you listen to it. You only have one, so you must take care of it, okay? Because once again, as I said before, your destination, your goal, your dream, your promise is not going anywhere. Where God placed it at is that's where it's planted at. Where it's placed is where it's planted. And you can know this, where it's placed at, where it's planted at, it is also rooted. God never placed a seed with the intention for it to not to go deep. It's never his intention. It's always the purpose for it to grow deep, okay, and to take root, and to grow up and spring forth, and to break ground, groundbreaking, okay? Your dreams, your goals, okay, they're groundbreaking. If they're not groundbreaking, okay, in other words, if it is not changing, okay, the layout in which you stand on, if it's not paving the way for others, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And the reason why I say it's not worth it is because our life is not just about us. Our life is about lives. Life begets life. We're living because somebody else was living. So it would be selfish of us, okay, to immerse our time and energy on things that not only bless and benefit us, but also bless and benefit others. It's a way of giving back. It's a way of saying thank you. It's a way of being part of a community, a neighborhood, a society, a people, a culture. So, listen to your body. Know in times of consistency, there's time to take breaks. Okay? All right? And the beauty in the break is that you're able to restore yourself. You're able to restore yourself. I heard my pastor yesterday talking about Psalms 23. And in one of the verses, it says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And then it says, He restores my soul. There's nothing wrong with taking a break and laying down. Not sitting down, but laying down. Because see, when you lay down, okay, It does not exert any energy, it does not exert any strength on your body. It is a position of submission. It is a position of surrender. It is a position of openness and relaxation. And so these rest areas are designed to restore you, even just for a little bit, just so you can go along just a little bit further till you get to your destination. Here's also the beauty, another beautiful thing about breaks. And I say breaks plural, because as I'm driving on this interstate, okay, driving down 75 South, 75 South has numerous rest areas. So know that you can take more than one break. And the reason why is because your journey, depending on how far your destination is, how big your goal is, how big your purpose is, okay? All right? It may require more than one break. So thank you all so much for this time. I'm talking about destination infatuation, okay? I hope that this has blessed you. I hope that you are encouraged by this. Until I talk to you again, be encouraged.